Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I'm a Passionist priest, and every first Sunday of Lent, we hear this reading from the Gospel. The Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and angels came to minister to him. Now, after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the good news of God. And he said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news." Lent is a season of grace. It's a penitential season. It's a season of change, but it's also a season of grace. The word Lent means springtime. And you know what happens at springtime? You see seeds sprouting, grass growing, trees blooming and blossoming. And so think about Lent as being a time of growth, a time of grace, a time of change. I grew up in New England and Massachusetts specifically. And in Massachusetts in October, in the fall season, all these leaves start to change. You have fiery reds and oranges and fluorescent yellows. I always think it's a parable for life. If leaves can change, people can change. So I want you to understand that although Lent is a penitential season, it's a season of grace. It's a season of change. And I believe that this season of Lent can be significant for you, that you can change leaps and bounds, perhaps like you never have before. And when I talk about grace, I mean that it's God's activity. God will help you to identify the areas where you need to change. That's number one with grace. God helps you to admit the problems that you have in the areas where you need to change. And then God gives you the power. You see, you can't just resolve on your own. You need power to change. So that's what grace is. God will help you to identify where you need to change, and God will give you the power to change. You see, we don't need just resolution in Lent. We need revolution. Did you hear that? We don't just need resolution, determination. We need revolution, God's grace. I remember when I was a seminarian, I ministered in Chicago. I went to the seminary in Chicago, the Catholic Theological Union. And I had a ministry assignment, and my ministry was to go to the church, St. Peter's in the Loop. St. Peter's is in downtown Chicago, and it's right in the midst of millions of people. Well, every Ash Wednesday, that place became the center point for lots of people coming to church. People that didn't normally go to church would come to church on Ash Wednesday to receive ashes. And as you know, Lent begins with Ash Wednesday. We are signed with the cross, signed with ashes. Ashes, of course, a symbol of our mortality, but also ashes in the scriptures are always a symbol of repentance. So you have all these different people who identify themselves as Catholic coming to St. Peter's in the Loop. And even when Mass wasn't going on, we would have 4 to 6 ministers down in the basement, and lines would form to come down to receive ashes. And the lines were so long that people would literally go around the city block waiting in line to receive ashes. And of course, when we would ash each person, when they would come forward, we would sign them in the sign of the cross, the sign of our salvation. And we would say things like, "Repent and believe in the good news." That's what Jesus just proclaimed to us on the first Sunday of Lent. And we would also say, "Remember, O man, remember, O woman, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." So in other words, ashes, a symbol of mortality, but ashes are also a symbol of new life, a symbol of repentance. And so I was always struck with all these people who would come, thousands and thousands of people to St. Peter's in the Loop, as I said, ringing around the city block and coming before the minister to get their ashes, because they had this great resolution to change. They had this great determination to change. But as I said, the season of grace, the season of Lent, means that we need more than resolution, we need revolution in our heart. Because what would happen is they'd be determined to change, and you know, they'd make a decision to change, and this is going to be the best Lent that I've ever had, or a different Lent. And then the next day, they're not even going to church. Or the next day, they've broken their fast. Or the next day, they've fallen into sin. So in other words, what I'm saying is we need more than just determination. And that's why Lent is a season of grace. We need God's power. We need God's strength. We need God's help in order to have a Lent unlike any other. And I'm believing, as you're watching this program, God's grace will flow through this program to you to help you to identify the areas where you need to change and to give you the power, not just resolution, not just determination, but to give you the power to change. So I love what it says on Ash Wednesday, the readings in the scriptures. Joel, for example, he will say, rend your hearts. Think of a curtain being rent. Rend your hearts, not your garments. In other words, Lent is about personal change, yes, but not just exterior change. Lent is about changing interiorly, in your heart, in the depths of who you are, right where you live and move and have your being, in the center of who you are. This is what God wants. He wants personal, radical, interior and exterior change. And so let's talk more about this season of grace. Every first Sunday of Lent, either by Mark, Luke, or Matthew, we hear about the temptations in the desert. This particular Sunday in Lent, we heard about the temptation of Jesus in the desert from the Gospel of Mark. Very short passage. And we heard that Jesus was, first of all, led by the Spirit into the desert. And that's what I want for you during this season of Lent. Again, I don't want there just to be some determination that you have or some resolution. I want you to be led by the Spirit. You see, the role of the Spirit is to help us to identify, as I said, what our issues, what our sins, what our character flaws are, and then to empower us, to give us the grace. That's why Lent is a season of grace as well as a penitential season, to give us the grace to change. Notice how the Spirit is named, the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is holy because the Spirit is separated from evil, but also the Holy Spirit comes to make us holy. So we need power. This is demonstrated to any of you who are in the 12-step program, you know this. You have to admit that you're powerless over your addiction, and that you believe in God who has the power to help you. And that's one of the secrets to change. You need power. You need strength. You need an anointing. You need the grace of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is led by the Holy Spirit into the desert to be tempted. Well, that's interesting. Jesus tempted by the devil. Our culture gives us some idea about the devil. First of all, that he doesn't exist. Or second of all, that he's some Halloween character with this red suit and a long tail and horns and a pitchfork. That's kind of the way our character, our culture characterizes the devil. And he's more than some Halloween character, trust me. He's a very powerful being, and his designs is to destroy your life. He doesn't want you having eternal life. He wants to steal the soul that you have been given by God. And he will try any means to tempt you, very subtle, very sneaky. He's the snake that slithers, and he tries to tempt you away. I remember it was C.S. Lewis who wrote a beautiful book called The Screwtape Letters about Satan. And he said that Satan's number one ploy, his number one strategy, is to make you think that he doesn't exist. And once he's done that, he's pretty much won the war. You have to understand that we're all in a spiritual battle, and I think that's what Lent helps us to identify. That there's a spiritual war going on, and we're trying to name the participants in this battle, and number one is Satan. And what he's trying to do is to pull us away from God, to tempt us away from God. He did the same thing with Jesus. He tempted him for 40 days in the desert. He had varied temptations and many temptations. And what he tries to do is he tries to pull us away. All of us are being tempted every day. Of course, we're tempted the traditional seven deadly sins, things like anger and lust and gluttony and pride and avarice and all these different sins. We're all tempted toward those. But what about tempted to being negative? What about tempted to be down on yourself and be discouraged? What about the temptation to think that you can't change? Remember what I just said about Lent. Lent is the season of change. It's all about changing and growing and maturing. And I think the number one thing that the devil tries to do is to try to make you think that you can't change. Maybe you change for a day or a week, but significant lasting change ain't going to happen. So these are all the temptations. There's all kinds of temptations. Every day he's trying to pull us away from God. I love what it says in the scripture. I believe it's 1 Peter. He said, the devil is like a roaring lion seeking someone whom he may devour. So he's after you, and he's roaring, and he's slithering. He's a snake. He's sneaky. So try to be aware of the fact that you're in a battle. If you don't know that you're in a battle, in a war, how are you ever going to win? If you don't know that Satan's there trying to get you, how are you ever going to be able to combat him? So please understand, these are central truths as we get into Lent that our church gives to us. So make no mistake about it. You and I are in a spiritual battle. This is what Lent tries to awaken us to. In the first Sunday of Lent, either, as I said, Matthew, Mark, or Luke, we always hear about the temptations of Jesus. Now, Jesus, notice this, he did not succumb to his temptations. He had victory in the desert, and he came out of the desert very strong. And he was able to preach well because he was victorious over Satan in the desert. Now, it's not a sin to be tempted. Please get that. Remember when Jesus gave us the Our Father, he said, and lead us not into temptation. So what was Jesus saying? He said, you're going to be tempted, but don't enter into the temptation. That's when the sin occurs. Again, many people get confused with this. Once you think that you're being tempted, that there's something wrong with you or that you're sinful. No, you're not sinful when you're being tempted. You're sinful when you succumb to the temptation. Jesus himself was tempted, but he did not succumb. We have a great high priest who is like us in all things but sin. He never sinned, never succumbed. He realized he was in a battle. He knew who he was doing warfare against. Satan was coming against him his whole journey. And you have to understand, again, he tries to discourage you, tries to pull you away from God. He tries to get you against yourself. You have to understand that he's alive and real and against you. Unfortunately, he hates you. And the number one thing he's trying to do is pull you away from God. I need to tell you that Lent originally began as a retreat, preparation for Easter. And then it evolved into people that were joining the church prepared for Easter. We now call it the RCIA program, Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. So in your parish, hopefully you'll have people joining the church or being baptized or confirmed for the first time. And so what happens is, during the Sundays of Lent, they get up and they're scrutinized before the whole community. And what happened is, Lent evolved such that it wasn't just a retreat for the people joining the church. We journeyed with them. You see, because there's something, when people are joining the church, they're going through a conversion. And remember what I said, Lent is all about change. It's about conversion toward God, changing morally in your attitude. But it's not just for the people joining the church anymore. You've all heard about ongoing conversion. It's not just initial conversion. It's not just having a rebirth in the beginning, But we can be reborn as we journey, as we follow Christ, as you turn away from sin, as you get closer to God, as you reach out and help people and make a significant difference in their life, Lent has new meaning. So I want you to understand that the purpose of Lent is a preparation for Easter, yes, but primarily it is so that we can be changed. We journey with the people joining the church all throughout the world on this journey of conversion, ongoing conversion, change, growth, maturity. So Lent is about springtime, a season of grace. Yes, a penitential season. It's all about giving our heart to God and prayer and almsgiving and fasting and turning away from sin. But it's a season of grace, as I said. The Spirit leads us and the Spirit helps us to change. And so what are the areas where we need to change? Of course, every area in our life needs to change. But number one, classic, spiritually. What's Jesus doing in the desert? He's praying. He's spending time with God. I remember studying in Israel, and I studied in the Sinai desert also. I went through the desert. I saw the Mount of Temptation there, right by Mount Sinai. The desert is a very quiet place. There are no distractions. There's no cell phones. There's no TVs. There's no traffic. It's very quiet. That's where you get to know yourself and you get to know God. I proclaim the gospel in all these different churches, and I've met people in the confessional. I've met people in counseling, and I've seen multitudes of people before me as I preach. And here's what I've heard. Father, I've tried to change, but I feel stuck. I feel stuck in anger, for example, or there's this person in my life that's driving me crazy and I just can't forgive them. Or I feel stuck in overeating and I haven't been able to change that way. So there's many different places where people feel stuck. That's the first area where people are. Second area, people will tell me, Father, I feel like I'm going backwards. Not only am I stuck, I'm getting worse. My spiritual life, I haven't been giving time to prayer. I'm not getting anything out of Mass. I've gained weight. I'm not pursuing my goals, my dreams, my visions. I'm just going backwards. And then the third area where people are, people feel stuck, people feel like they're going backwards. This is what Lent is all about, by the way, helping us to move. I always meet people that are going forwards. They're maturing, they're growing, they're progressing, they're involved in their parish, they work out. If they need counseling, they're going to it. If they have an addiction, they're in a 12-step program. They have goals and dreams and visions, and they're pursuing them. They're living with passion. So in other words, people feel stuck. They feel like they're going backwards, and they feel like some people are going forward. I met one person recently that said, Father, I'm in all three areas. One area I'm stuck, there's another area I'm going backwards, and another area I'm moving forward. So we can be in all three at the same time. Well, Lent is calling us, it's a season of grace, this penitential season, to identify the areas where we're stuck, and to make a move, to identify the areas where we're going backwards and to make a move, and to embrace the areas where we're going forward and to keep moving, keep progressing, keep maturing. And remember what I said, we don't need resolution in these areas, we need a revolution. What I mean by that is the Spirit of God is there to help us identify the areas, and the Spirit of God is there to help us move us forward. Just as the Spirit led Jesus into the desert, the Spirit will lead us into the desert. I love what it says in the prophet Isaiah. It was Hosea. I will lead you into the desert and speak tenderly to your heart. It's one of the ways that grace comes. God will speak to you to help you to identify your areas, and not to condemn you, to convict you, to move you forward, and to grow. Is there an area where you're stuck right now? Would you admit it? Would you believe that God can help you to move forward? Would you listen to the voice? If today you hear the voice of the Lord, that is so primary in Lent, harden not your heart. So we need to move forward in all these different areas. And I find that people are stuck going backwards and some are going forward. And I want you to be going forward. Now, traditionally, we've got some weapons here. Weapons to combat the feeling mired and the molasses and not moving or going backwards. And Lent always gives us these beautiful weapons, and the church gives us these weapons: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These are practical, proactive steps that we can do to get out of the malaise. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Once you admit that you have a problem in an area, let's take our spiritual life for example, then what you have to do is employ these weapons and move forward. So where are you with God right now? That's what the church is asking us on the first week of Lent. You know, especially, you know, forget for a moment all the moral and attitudinal areas where we need to change mentally and everything else. Where are you with God? Are you in a desert? Are you distant? Does it feel like you don't have any comfort from God? Do you feel separated from God? Well, it doesn't have to stay that way. Lent, I believe, primarily is about your relationship with God. And I'm believing as you watch this program right now, you are going to experience a revolution, that your spiritual life is about to change in ways that you never thought possible. Jesus was a possibility thinker, and he would always say, all things are possible for God. So you can change. You can grow closer. You can have intimacy with God. So let's look at that for a second. What do you have to do proactively? Of course, prayer. Let me put it to you this way. I know you pray, but in Lent, could you try something a little bit more? You know, when it comes to goal setting, don't try to do too much at once. Don't say, okay, this Lent, I'm going to give an extra hour to prayer, and, you know, it's really going to be good and everything. And then what happens is you end up giving up. Because remember, it's not determination, it's not resolution, it's revolution. So you give a little bit more time, read some spiritual books, read a little bit of the Bible, try going to daily mass, and then, of course, confession. I was playing golf with three other Catholics, one of whom I found out was a fallen away. At the end of the golf game, he comes up to me in the parking lot and he says, Father Cedric, I want to come back to the church. I need to go to confession. Right there in the parking lot, I heard his confession. Why? Because as it says on Ash Wednesday, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation for you. Don't let fear hold you back. Most people, after they go to confession, this is what they say: why did I wait so long? Every mission that I preach, I meet people that haven't been to confession in 30 or 40 years. Well, this Lent is beckoning to you. Come back. God is merciful. God is slow to anger. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Now is the acceptable time. And then, of course, when it comes to other areas, I just talked about the spiritual area. What about your moral area, your morality? Examine your heart. This, in traditional Catholic terminology, is called the examine. You take a look at your heart, you admit what's in there, the Holy Spirit will help you, and then you make a change. If it's anger, try reading a book about anger. If you have an addiction and you know that you can't get free on your own, will you humble yourself and go to a 12-step group? Or maybe get an addictions counselor and spend some time? Go to confession and watch what happens. We don't just need a resolution, we need a revolution. And that revolution can come by the power of God. And then, in addition to all the areas where we have flaws like anger or gluttony or lust or addictions, Lent is a time about reaching out to people. You've heard about the sins of commission. There's the sins of omission. We'll hear about the fasting that God wants is reaching out to widows and orphans, helping people that are suffering injustice. And so what we need to do is to be reaching out to people. We hear on the Monday of the first week of Lent this big great judgment, and in the last judgment we hear how reaching out to people is primary. When you visit the sick, when you feed the hungry, when you clothe the naked, that's when you're treating them, that's when you're treating Jesus as you treat them. So Lent is a moment, a time, a season to reach out. Make a move. Do something significant. I want this Lent to be revolutionizing in your life. These three areas: your relationship with God, your moral character, who you are inside, and making a difference in the world. You can do it. Jesus came out of the desert and he preached. And his first sermon was about change. And basically what he was saying is, you can change. This is what our church is telling us during the season of Lent. Change is not only possible, but you can change. So it's a penitential season, but it's mostly a season of grace. The same Spirit that led Jesus into the desert is now working in your heart, helping you to identify the issues, and helping you to change, giving you the power. Admit where you need to change. Surrender yourself to the Spirit, and I believe that God will change you in ways that you never thought possible. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.